right, let's do. All right, let's do this.
I didn't know you had elves working here.
Does Santa know that you left the workshop? You have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, you're feeling strong, my friend. Call me Elf one more time.
He's an angry elf.
A time for joyous celebration, a time for gift giving, for peace and love, a time for murder. It was the Christmas that made everyone cry, except for maybe the Jews. But when the evidence pointed to murder, the question on everyone's mind became, who killed Christmas? Perhaps no one can shed light on this mystery more than Martha Claus, the victim's wife of 43 years.
We stayed together mostly due to licensing issues. I doubt he would have gotten any sponsorship deals if he were a divorced single man living with a bunch of elves. They'd think he was gay.
Crushed by grief, the Widow Claus has kept a low profile since the murder. But not all was warmth and love at the North Pole. deep inside Santa's fabled workshop, discontent had begun to spread among the androgynous elven workforce.
It was all about the coke, man. Santa had us elves hide the blow in the crappy wooden toys.
Who killed Santa Claus? A neglected housewife? Colombian drug runners? Some retard snowman? We may never know who killed Santa Claus, but whoever did is still out there, watching, waiting. Who's next? The Easter Bunny? Cupid? That Lucky Charm cereal guy? Who's to say? But when it does happen, Unsolved Case Files will be there to make a buck. Next time on Unsolved Case Files, the Taco Bell Chihuahua's castration, simple neutering, or hate crime.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
Pretty sure he's an elf that plays racket.
Yeah, it's a real problem. Let me be completely honest with you here. DJ is a real problem.
Pretty sure he's an elf that plays racket.
Continue to play the same song over and 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 over.
Gotcha.
And then decided to lay his hands on me and get physical and try to physically hurt me, Nick.
You're trying to screw. Let's talk about something important. Put that cocoa down. Cocoa is for cobblers only. You think I'm screwing around? I am not screwing around. I am here from Kris Kringle. I'm here from the North Pole, and I am on a mission of mercy. Your name is Honeydew. Put that cocoa down. Put that cocoa down. Cocoa is for cobblers only. You think I'm screwed? Cocoa is. Put that cocoa down. Cocoa is for cobblers only. You think I'm screwing around? I am not screwing around. I am here from Kris Kringle. I'm here from the North Pole, and I am on definition of mercy. Your name is Honeydew?
Yeah.
And you call yourself an elf, you son of a bitch? Certainly don't, pal, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got 1 week to regain your jobs, starting with tonight's bill. Oh, have I got your attention now? Good. Because we're adding a little something to this month's toy contest. As you know, first prize is a shiny new toboggan. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a box of candy canes. Third prize is you're fired. Everybody get the picture? You laughing now? Huh? You got tools. Santa paid good money for those tools. You can't build with the tools you have. You can't build garbage. You are garbage. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it because you are going out.
Hey, our tools are weak.
Your tools are weak. The effing tools are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business for 615 years.
Hey, what's your name?
Screw you. That's my name. And you want to know why, mister? Because you rode a hedgehog to work, and I got here on a talking moose. That's my name. Remember, boys and girls, always, A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closed, always be cobbling, always be cobbling.
I'm done with loneliness. cita, 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 ¿dónde está Santa Claus? La cita, cita, cita. Santa Claus, the guy with the hair on his jaws. Hey man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing?
Trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man. You think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man. It's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man.
Motown,
no, man,
yeah, I played with that dude too.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here. I'm from Pittsburgh. And I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together, because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow, did you ever eat people, man? Oh, yeah. To live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out.
They got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical.
And he'd come down the chimney, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And
a minute, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man.
Magic dust, you know, used to
some magic dust.
Yeah, magic dust, you know, used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus.
And this would get the reindeer.
A magic dust, you know, used to give a little bit to the reindeer, to give a little bit to the reindeer, to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to strip it, to strip it, to strip it, to strip it. Santa Claus, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus, a little bit more.
This would get the reindeer off, man.
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Figure would soon be there. Children of every
my lawn hair rose such a clatter. I got up out of bed to see what was the matter and to see who was violating the neighborhood sound level ordinance. An emissions-free vehicle, an 8-size Challenge Ranger. Holiday figure was so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Holiday figure. He had a broad but normal face, an advanced-sized belly, and he laughed. Lady of the evening, lady of the evening. Say ho, ho, ho no more.
What kind of commie crap is this, huh?